Judges chapter 8, verses 28 to 32. We now have the record of the reign, if I can call it that, the governance of Gideon. And for 40 years, the land had peace under this man's, I'll call it reign. Now, I know that he refused the kingship. If you go back to 22 to 23, Gideon was offered the governance of this land and this people. They wanted him to rule over them, and he refused it, and this was excellent. But when you come to 28 to 32, I can only speak for myself, but it strikes me that he does live somewhat in the manner of kingship. He's refused it. He won't have the name, he won't have the title, he won't have that position, but he lives pretty excessively. And he lives like a lord. It was a mixed blessing, though. The blessing was, of course, there were 40 years of peace. And I come from the United Kingdom, and of course, when I was born, England was at war in 1940. And in 1945, peace came in Europe, and then peace came in the East, in Japan. A peace is more than an absence of war. There's a very different atmosphere, ambience, life. And 40 years of peace is not to be despised. Midian no longer reared its head as long as Gideon lived. But as I read verses 28 and 29 particularly, it does seem as though Gideon is setting up something of an excessive dynasty here. It's got the trappings here of David, I can see. And when we come to Abimelech, verse 31, he named this boy after from that he had through a concubine. He had plenty of wives, and he had this concubine as well. And he named him Abimelech. Now, there's something about this calling him, naming him, setting his name. I think even the Hebrew is somewhat unusual here. And the thought is that this name has this kind of echo. My father is king. Abimelech seems to have this kind of name. And he certainly seems to have this kind of attitude. When we get to chapter 9 and on here, chapter 9 verse 1, that chapter is much about Abimelech. Abimelech plays a very large role in the history of this people. And what I'm saying is that in the reign, and I'll use that word again, of Gideon, 28 to 32, it is a mixed blessing. It seems to me that there are some tragic consequences being laid up here. It seems that this reign, although there is 40 years of peace, he's building in snares, divisions. There seems to be an emphasis upon self and upon these children. It seems to be that they have a consequence above what they should have. And the consequence and the danger and the harm and the snare comes to self, to children, and of course to the nation. As I say, I'm reminded of David. David failed here. David had a dysfunctional family. He showed favoritism in his family. And the consequences for Judah, for Israel, were bad indeed, very bad indeed. And Gideon here, there's all the evidence, as I see it, although it's not fully laid out, of trouble here. Indeed, verse 32, no sooner had Gideon died than away Israel went. And Gideon had also laid snares for that and sown seeds for that. These things do come back to bite. There's no doubt about it in our lives. And Gideon is laying down some seeds here which will produce a bad harvest. There does seem an emphasis upon power and upon corruption coming here somewhere and dysfunctionality, and these are warnings. My life is mixed. Your life is mixed, my brother and sister. We're all sinners. The blood of Jesus washes us from our sins. But we do reap what we sow. Sinner, unbeliever, we're all sinners. But unbelieving sinner, you will reap what you sow. You sow unbelief toward Christ, you will reap condemnation. You're already under it. The wrath of God abides on you. John chapter 3, 18 and 36 will tell you that. But it's a warning here to me as a believer. Today I want to live my life so that the consequences will not only be a blessing now, but a blessing to come in the future, long after I am gone. I don't want to be a mixed blessing. I want to be an unalloyed, unmixed blessing. Completely blessing. I want to be a man that does good in my life for Christ and lays down foundations, sows seeds that in future years will not cause difficulties and trials and snares for people, but will be a blessing long, long after my voice is silent in the grave. So may God bless this to us. The Bible warns us. It's honest with its history. Gideon was a good man and greatly used of God, but his life was a mixed blessing. May the blood of Christ wash us, my brother and sister. May the Spirit of Christ fill us and enable us today to live so that there'll be no regrets. Rather the opposite. May we live today so that now and for as long as time shall be, what we do will count for the glory of God, the good of the people. Amen.